Welcome back, Wellness Warriors. I'm Daphne.
And I'm Tanya.
And today we are continuing with our discussion on the Ayurvedic elements by exploring the element of fire and its impact on highly sensitive people. So Tanya, why is the fire element important for us as HSPs?
This is one of my favorite elements, and I could go on and on, but I won't. You know, it represents passion and transformation. For me, these are like the flames of a fire, and they, you know, this element really has the power to ignite our souls, our spirits, and really has the potential to drive us towards growth and all the things that we want to achieve in this life. And in Ayurveda, fire is also known as Agni. And this represents transformation, but also digestion and our metabolism. So all those things on the physical level. So it's really an important element for our physical health as well. But I know that for me, just embracing our inner fire, it really can lead to profound personal growth and fulfillment, especially for us as HSPs. The fire element has just really become a huge part of my journey as a highly sensitive person. And I'm excited to talk about this topic today.
I love that of saying that it can really ignite our souls and drive us towards growth. That's so beautiful. So fire symbolizes not just things like physical digestion, although that is part of it, but also even digesting, our life experiences, right? And transforming them into wisdom. So fire is about finding and connecting to our purposes in life, along with living with passion. And that's exciting.
It is. And I'm so glad that you mentioned experiences as well, Daphne, because that is something that I think is often overlooked, is that we do talk about digesting our food, but we don't necessarily talk about digesting and then eliminating, like we talked about in the last episode on Earth, that digesting all the things that happen to us is just as important as digesting our food. And so that's a lot of times, I think, where we can get stuck, is if we're not digesting things that have happened to us, if we're just kind of pushing them down or ignoring them, we have to process that energy, right? We have to digest it, process it, and that's the only way we can eliminate it and then let it go. And so that's a huge part of the fire element for me as well. And it also helps us to tap into our creativity, right? And our drive to basically, you know, just get up every day. Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to get out of bed, right?
We yeah.
need that spark to get us out of bed, even in the morning sometimes. And so it's really just, you know, important to help us to pursue, you know, purpose in our lives and just a lot of times to make really important, but often necessary changes in our lives. And change can be really hard, and making, you know, some big moves and big decisions about things if we're scared of what's on the other side of that. But it all starts with the fire element.
I love that, Tanya. It's interesting because I like to do Ayurvedic cleanses a couple times a year. And when I'm guiding my clients and students through those cleanses, a huge part of that, even though we will focus on dietary cleansing, but a huge part of the cleanse is really kind of paring down in our lives during that time period so that we can create more space to digest and process our experiences. And one thing I love to point out is that everything that we take in through all five of our senses every single day has to be digested. And so we live in a time where we are just bombarded with information. And because of our phones, you know, we don't allow ourselves often to get bored anymore, or to give ourselves the space to process things. So I love that you brought that up. And I want to talk about what you were kind of saying about like igniting that spark within us, you know, that spark that does make us want to get out of bed mm-hmm. in the morning. And I think that that's also really tied to creativity. And in Ayurveda, fire is closely linked to creativity and inspiration. And so practices like meditation and visualization can help to create the space for our creative ideas to flow. And then engaging in activities that bring us some joy or bring in a little excitement in our life can also ignite that creative spark within us. And whether that's doing things like painting or writing or dancing, or I even think, you know, things like gardening can be really creative and can be a way that we can express our creativity. And when we take time to be creative, it can really fuel our passion and inspiration for transformation in our lives.
That's beautiful, Daphne. I love all those examples. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there who feel like, well, I'm not creative. I'm not an artist, you know, and it doesn't have to be. You don't have to, you know, take a painting class, or you don't have to go and invest in, you know, getting your own pottery wheel or, you know, whatever it is. It can be whatever fulfills you and makes you feel creative. So yes. Like Daphne said, you know, gardening, anything where you feel inspired. Maybe it's something at your job that you want to be creative about, you know, creating some sort of new program for your coworkers, or, you know, it can go any way.
Even if you don't mind me jumping in, like even how we design and organize our home space, you know, that is
your pantry.
That's creativity. Yes.
Exactly. Reorganize your closet.
Yes.
You know, just anything that kind of brings you some sort of inner fulfillment for me equals creativity. And I also love how fire symbolizes the process of transformation, but also renewal. If we think about, you know, a campfire that transforms the wood into the, you know, the glowing embers or ashes, you know, we can also use our inner fire to transform our lives and use that process of transformation to let go of some of the things that maybe we've been holding on to that we, you know, need to let go of. You know, for me, this transformation and especially letting go is really deeply personal. It's happened to me several times over my life, but probably the most recent is, you know, I was stuck in a toxic job. It didn't align with any of my values whatsoever. But, you know, just despite all the fear and uncertainty, you know, of leaving that job, I had that spark, you know, to follow my heart and, you know, really pursue, you know, yoga as a way of, as a job, basically, not just a personal practice. And so, you know, it was a leap of faith and, but I had that spark and, you know, it ignited in me and it's really led to a lot of profound life changes for me, growth and fulfillment. One thing that's come from it is our friendship, my friendship with Daphne. Something that never would have happened if I hadn't listened to my fire element is really the only way I can kind of describe it, you know? And, you know, I've also seen it with some of my students as well. You know, I see them grow stronger, more confident, and they become more in tune with the elements and all the things going on inside of them. And so that's what inspires me, you know, to keep going. And I know, Daphne, it's the same for you. And Kundalini yoga in particular has been, you know, a really big part of igniting that fire for me. It's what brings me the most balance and, you know, I find the most nourishing for me in my life.
Yeah. And that is so important, Tanya, for us to find those things that are deeply nourishing to us and that also promote growth and transformation within us, because we all have stuff that we need to let go of,
yeah,
that we need to transform. You know, and I know for myself that by nature, I am a very fiery person. And it's, you know, it's something I've always been really passionate about, the things that I care most about, things like nature, my family, supporting other HSPs, you know, especially other people who also experience anxiety, since that's what really started me on my own healing journey. And yoga has been a huge passion for me in my life, because that was one of the main doors that I stepped through that set me on this really actively seeking change and transformation. And I'm someone who does that, who just kind of naturally wants to embrace and seek out transformation. And I think that that's really the fire element in action in my life. And I was thinking about this as when I was thinking about this episode, about how the element that I lack the most in my own personal constitution is water. And in Ayurveda, it's commonly, you know, they always say, when it comes to creating optimal health and staying in balance, we have to keep in mind that like increases like and opposites balance. And so on a very practical level, that means that if you are really fiery by nature, you might be attracted to really fiery things. Uh-huh. Anything from, like, you know, the fiery people are going to be the first ones who want to sign up for the hot yoga class. And they might really like eating hot, spicy foods, uh-huh, and being in really hot weather. And that's great. And you're attracted to it because you really recognize those qualities within yourself. But if we have too much, then we get out of balance. And that's when we need to bring in the opposite. And I really think of, like, water being the opposite of fire. And I don't have a lot of water in my constitution. And so I really need to bring in the elements of water and even like the stabilizing qualities of earth to balance out all the fire and air that I have in me. So for our listeners, if you are curious to learn more about your own unique constitution according to Ayurveda, we're going to leave a link in the show notes to one of our favorite Ayurvedic dosha quizzes. And even if you've done them in the past, it's really beneficial to revisit them from time to time so that you can kind of, you know, stay in tune with any potential imbalances that might be brewing in your life. So we'll drop that link into the show notes. Understanding the basics of the doshas and the elements can be a really practical way of helping ourselves thrive. And I know it's one of the significant tools that we use inside of my programs, like in my Freedom from Anxiety program. So Tanya, why don't we finish up today with another practice? And this time we'll, you know, link it to the fire element. Would you like to do that for us?
I would love that.
Awesome.
All right, let's get some fire.
And we both automatically started rubbing the palms of our hands together. It's like a natural instinct. Ooh, we're going to keep things up.
So we, you know, as we kind of have delved into this element of fire and the link to transformation, I think a good practice maybe would be a visualization to maybe let go of something that isn't serving us anymore. So if you're able to, you can find a peaceful spot where you can sit or lie down, preferably without distractions, but just do your best with whatever's around you. If you're listening in your kitchen, just, you know, set the cooking utensil down and turn the stove off, and you can just stand there with your eyes closed. So close your eyes if you're able to, and just take a few slow, gentle breaths to center yourself. Nice and gentle, in through the nose, maybe out through the mouth. And begin to visualize a small fire burning brightly in your heart center. Maybe you see it, you feel it, feel that warming in the center of your chest. And this fire is going to represent something in your life that you're ready to release. It could be a fear of something, maybe a limiting belief that you hold about yourself or someone else. Maybe it's a past experience. Whatever's coming up for you is something that maybe you're ready to release. So just see this thing clearly in your mind's eye and just acknowledge its presence. We're not judging it. Just acknowledging that it's there. Continuing to follow your breath. And with each breath, just imagine or feel this fire growing a little bit stronger, a little bit hotter. And as it's growing stronger, it engulfs the object that you're ready to release, the experience that you're ready to release. And now just see it burning away, leaving behind only ashes. Allowing it to burn. Leaving space for something new. And as it's burning, just allow a sense of lightness and freedom to wash over you. Welcome it. You've made space for it. Knowing that in letting this object, this experience go, you're making space for new and beautiful experiences. I'm just going to sit with this feeling for a few moments. Just allow yourself to sit with that space that you've made, this freedom that you've created for yourself by starting to release that one thing. Take one more slow, gentle, deep breath in. And exhale slowly. And when you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes. Take a moment to take in the space around you. And just see how you feel. We get a lot of clarity when we start to let things go. And so this is a practice that you can use over and over again every day if you need to. Sometimes it takes us a lot of time to let one thing go, and sometimes we can let other things go very quickly. And so this is a practice that we can return to time and time again.
I love that, Tanya. When sometime during that meditation, when you talked about the fire growing stronger and then burning away and leaving behind the ashes, you know, then I had this vision in my mind's eye of the flowers popping up through the ashes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You know, because I know that,
going to come up for us.
Living here where fire has been a big part of our experience in the Pacific Northwest and the West Coast, that knowing that when Mount St. Helens went off and everything was completely decimated. And then boom, like the flowers came back. And that was one of the first things that grew again. And I just, oh, I love that.
it's cleansing. It's a cleansing element as well as renewal. And it's just, you know, you're right. We do often think of it in a negative way, but you know, there's a reason for all the elements.
Yes. Absolutely.
And they all have their place and their job to do.
Yeah.
So
we need death and destruction, you know, to have like life.
And we do.
It's as hard as it is to accept, you know?
Exactly. You
know? So to our dear listeners, we hope that this practice ignites your inner fire and that this conversation sparks that creativity, that inspiration for you to, you know, really actively release the things that no longer serve you in your life. And we just encourage you to stay open to the process of transformation and be willing to embrace the power of letting go. We encourage you to continue this practice so that, you know, you can really, you know, feel empowered in your own life by letting go of the things that aren't serving you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, everyone. Until next time, just embrace that transformative power of letting go and think about different ways that you can start embracing one of my favorite elements, fire. Stay well, warriors.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.